joining me in the studio this morning. I've spoken to New South Wales Opposition Leader Chris Minns on a couple of occasions, but never met him in person, but I have this morning. He's in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in.
You
were in Newcastle yesterday. You're here for a couple of days. There's not a state election coming up. What's the purpose for the visit?
Yeah, no state election until March next year, but important issues nonetheless to be talking about,
sure.
Particularly domestic manufacturing. We want to speak about Australian jobs, Australian-made know-how, and really looking at the New South Wales government getting into industry up here and making sure that we've got this dynamic, diverse economy that Newcastle has long been proud of. We used to build trains and boats in Newcastle, but because the New South Wales government's effectively bought a lot of their transport infrastructure from China and India and Korea, we've missed out on these jobs and opportunities, particularly for young people.
Well, they seem to have about-faced and said that maybe in future we'll look at building them here locally. We hope that is the case. What can you do to sort of bring that about?
Yeah, part of the trip really is speaking to manufacturers about what their capacities are and looking at what we can do in the short run so that we can bring back jobs to these communities in particular, regional New South Wales. Queensland's done it. Victoria's done it. They do have, for example, train building operations in both those states. In fact, Western Australia hadn't built any trains for decades, and yet the McGowan government over there has opened a skills training centre on site in Perth and brought back those important jobs. That means apprentices, and it means that you've got a situation where you're bringing back a skill with well-paid jobs that could sustain a community for decades. One of the big reasons we've been critical of the government is because they've bought trains and ferries and trams and buses overseas. The big six have blown out between 40 and 50% from the original budget. So any of the savings we're supposed to get as taxpayers have been completely blown away, and we don't get the local jobs. So I just think this is insane. Something needs to be done about it.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. We'd certainly like to see, well, as you said, we used to build ships here. We used to build plenty of trains here, Gunnins, which is now UGL. Vali, major manufacturers. I believe you're visiting Vali today.
Yeah, we're going to Vali today. And, you know, one of the things the former Premier said was that New South Wales isn't good at building things or good at building trains. I just think we need to knock that on the head, start backing Australian know-how. And it's a bit of an insult to the history and legacy that we have, particularly in a place like Newcastle, because we've built world-class trains and infrastructure. And these are the kinds of jobs in a complicated, diverse economy that you want to have in regional New South Wales, particularly the Hunter.
There's been a bit of industrial action happening around New South Wales, in fact, around the country over the last, 6 months or so, and certainly this year. We heard from Gerard Hayes earlier this morning. Certainly health workers are taking industrial action today. There'll be a bus strike tomorrow. A number of union reps have already said this will be the year of strikes. Is your expectation that we will be seeing more strike action throughout the year?
Well, look, we don't want to have industrial action. At the end of the day, that means that negotiations and consultation between the workforce and the government's fallen down. But what I'd say to you, Richard, is that you've got the federal government last week saying that inflation for Australia will be at 4.25% for the next 12 months. Inflation in a place like Sydney's at 4.8. I think Newcastle would be a bit between the two. You've got petrol going up at 32%, property prices 20%, rents at 10%, fresh vegetables even going up at 8%, transport costs at 12%. But the government is working around the clock to keep wages flat. Now, I think you've got a situation where hundreds of thousands of people can't afford to pay their mortgage anymore. They want the New South Wales government to come to the table and have meaningful dialogue. Otherwise, if you look at inflation, how much this is affecting families' back pockets, many, many people can expect a real wage cut over the next 12 months. I don't think that's any way to treat paramedics or nurses who've really pulled through for us during the pandemic.
7:10 with Richard King Thursday morning. My guest, New South Wales Opposition Leader Chris Minns. A hot topic have been protest. We've certainly had plenty of disruptions here in Newcastle, down around Port Botany in Sydney. The government has introduced much tougher legislation, heavier fines, jail sentences. You've been supportive of it. Members of your own party have been critical of you for supporting it. Many people said it goes too far. Obviously, you feel you're justified in your stance on this legislation.
I do, yeah. I take on the chin some of the criticism from my own party, but I think this decision needed to be made, and I made that very clear to my parliamentary colleagues, and we supported the legislation. We carved out industrial action because the right to strike in a workplace is a democratic right. But when you've got a situation where, for example, a city like Sydney, 2 million people are being knocked out from the ability to get to and from work, or a town like Newcastle, where you've had persistent industrial you've got persistent chaos, almost guerrilla tactics, knocking out major industries. Something needs to be done about it. And I just say to people a couple of things. Firstly, I live in southern Sydney. I often get the car to the city, the airport tunnel, more often than not, particularly on rainy days, there's a car accident. We had a situation where that part of Sydney was ground to a complete standstill. And I worry about a pregnant woman trying to get to a public hospital to have a baby, or someone caught in a car accident that can't get access to emergency medical care. And it happened day after day after day. Now, no one wants to have this legislation go through, but clearly the situation warranted it when you've got such guerrilla tactics that are disrupting the lives of millions of people.
Chris Minns, opposition leader, my guest in the studio. Look,